Joined in studio with Donna Taylor of LifeStream Complete Senior Living. What are considerations that need to be and scenarios for senior living? A lot of things to think about that we don't think about and we wouldn't think about till we got there. What can you help us start thinking about in our planning stage ahead of time?
Well, I think so often what we hear when I'm having conversations with folks is that, and more often than not, I'm talking with the adult children of perhaps an aging parent, but sometimes the senior themselves. And the very first thing that a lot of times they say is, well, we want to just stay in our home. We want to go ahead and stay in this house where we're living right now. And I get that. I completely understand that desire to be in that whatever that place is that you call home. But there's a lot that we have to think about when it comes to this idea of aging in place. I know that all of you that here on Rosie on the House, there has actually been, I think, almost a whole month of conversation around this concept of aging in place. But one of the interesting dynamics that I've seen and have encountered recently with several of my friends who have aging parents is this dynamic that happens between spouses that are aging in place, and particularly if one spouse becomes sicker or declines faster than the other spouse, and now spouse not only is spouse but also has become caregiver, and what that looks like in if we're planning to stay home, this idea of aging in place.
It's exhausting, and I don't know how an elderly spouse does that. I mean, it's very, very taxing and very hard on their health, and often it ends up costing them the most because they lose their health trying to take care of the other one.
I recently just read a study. Actually, it was last night. I came across a study that said in a situation where where a spouse has Alzheimer's disease and then the other spouse is the caregiver or actually any caregiver, in about a third of the cases, they see the caregiver pass away before the person with Alzheimer's disease, and they attribute a whole lot of that to just the stress of being a caregiver.
No rest, no sleep, much. It pushes you beyond your abilities, and you're talking about all the doctor's visits and all that, has to go on to care for someone who's ill.
Well, I think about in just my own home, and it's just my husband and I that live in my home now, and I think about the jobs that he does and the jobs that I do. You know, it's the simple things of taking out the trash and doing the dishes and shopping for and preparing the meals and paying the bills and all of that. And if you think about that, when somebody starts to decline, that all of that gets then put over onto the other person, all of those things that make the household run, plus now we're talking about care. Thinking about just the stress of that has to go into the consideration of what does that look like, this idea of, well, we're going to stay home for as long as we possibly can. What does that do to the other spouse, to the well spouse? And I have a friend who just walked through this with her aging parents, and they were in exactly that situation. Mom was caregiver, and dad was the one whose health was declining, and they really had decided we're going to stay living in our home. But what was happening, they were seeing that their mom, who was healthy and still pretty active, that she was becoming isolated, and that isolation was leading to depression, and that depression was leading to things like pain and not sleeping well. And then you couple that with now having to do all those household tasks, and they were watching their mother become the exhausted one. So they made I think they would now say good decision to move into a senior community, not one of our LifeStream communities. They chose one that was close to the home of my friend so that she could lend support. And all of a sudden, within just a couple of weeks, dad, who is a sick one, is now going downstairs and engaging in activities and going to dining and all of those things. And it's allowed mom to get back into those things that she loved doing, playing games with friends and going to Bible studies. And so this idea of moving to a senior community was not their favorite idea. But once they did it, they said, great decision.
One thing you talk about is not making it all one big conversation. So try not to wait till things are in such a critical point, but just to kind of be planting the seed. They may not be ready for it when you're talking about it, and to avoid saying, we're going to put my parents in a home. I'm going to put them there. You know, you start the conversation so that it becomes something that they think about, and then they decide, because you can't make them. go somewhere. But certainly you can offer them options to say, hey, you know, this could be better for you. Look what you could have if you would let someone else help by being in assisted living.
Well, we always want, I believe our parents deserve our respect all the way through end of life. And that if we are the adult children lending support to that, that we do make sure that we understand and that in our heart and mind, we recognize that they have control, that it's their choice, that we respect what they want to have happen. And to the very best of our abilities that we do that, there certainly are limitations to that. But our goal as adult children should be respect, dignity, choice, and control for our parents.
If you'd like to jump on the line or join the conversation or have a question, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text 411-923 and info at rosieonthehouse.com. Talking senior living, Life Stream Complete Senior Living with Donna Taylor, the COO of the nonprofit faith-based program right here in Young, Arizona.